Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is October 3rd, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Fuse launches its income verification tool. UK-based Fuse has launched its income verification tool to enable lenders to optimize their decision-making for borrowers that have non-traditional income patterns. Exchange Bank partners with Pigeon. US-based Exchange Bank has partnered with real-time payments platform Pigeon to secure faster payments for retail and commercial account holders. Experian launches Experian Smart Money digital checking account and debit card. Experian has launched its Experian Smart Money digital checking account and debit card to identify eligible bill payments and increase credit scores. Visa launches $100 million United States dollars Gen-I Ventures initiative. Global payments provider Visa has launched a $100 million United States dollars generative artificial intelligence, AI, ventures initiative. Nuvei launches operational hub in China. Canada-based Nuvei has launched a new operational hub in China to continue its expansion in the Asia-Pacific, APAC, region. Moneta Go and Tessellate augment trade finance fraud detection. Fintech Moneta Go has planned to integrate with Tessellate, SHIVE.T to provide financial institutions the ability to detect and prevent duplicate financing fraud. Scalapay partners with Fourthline. Italy-based Buy Now, Pay Later operator Scalapay has partnered with Fourthline to integrate automated customer verification technology. Symphony AI launches Sensa Investigation Hub. US-based Symphony AI has launched its Sensa Investigation Hub, a generative AI-enabled investigation and case management platform for financial crime investigation. Medius launches fraud and risk detection to safeguard AP processes. Sweden-based Medius has rolled out fraud and risk detection, a risk management and governance framework that aims to save businesses time and money. ComplyCube launches age estimation solution. Identity verification platform ComplyCube has launched its age estimation feature to address growing global age restriction regulations and safeguard minors online. Syntesi partners with Zwipe. Syntesi. Sohn launches its solutions on AWS Marketplace. Hungary-based Sohn has announced the launch of its suite of fraud prevention solutions on the Amazon Web Services, AWS, Marketplace. Visa partners with Expel. Visa has announced its partnership with security operation provider Expel in order to improve the manner in which worldwide customers manage cybersecurity risks. Signum obtains major payment institution license from the MAS. The Singapore branch of Signum has obtained a major payment institution license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. South African payments fintech Stitch closes $25 million Series A extension. South African embedded payments platform Stitch has closed a $25 million Series A extension, led by Ribbit Capital. Visa creates $100 million generative AI venture fund. Visa has opened a $100 million war chest to invest in companies harnessing generative AI technologies and applications for commerce and payments. Experian launches checking account for debt-free credit building. Experian has launched its own digital checking account and debit card designed to help Americans build their credit without incurring debt. UK fintech Gemba chooses Theta Ray for its AML program. Gemba Finance, a leading provider of innovative banking and financial management solutions, and Theta Ray, the leader in next-generation AI-powered trusted global payments, announced today the implementation of ThetaRay's AI-powered transaction monitoring technology, Sonar, to power Gemba's growth, while reducing regulatory exposure which frequently hampers growth at financial institutions. Signum Singapore obtains major payment institution license from MAS. Signum Singapore announces that it has received approval for its major payment institution license, MPIL, from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. RBA to push ahead with payment card tokenization and least cost routing for debit cards. The bank has released a conclusions paper setting out the conclusions of its recent public consultation on options for further enhancing the competitiveness, efficiency and safety of Australia's debit card market. PSR delays interim report on cross-border interchange fees market. We are carrying out a market review looking at cross-border interchange fees, which are paid by acquirers to issuers every time consumers use debit or credit cards for online transactions between the UK and the European Economic Area, EEA. Nuvei opens new office in China. Nuvei Corporation, Nuvei or the company, NASDAQ, NVEI, TSX, NVEI, the Canadian fintech company, announces today it has opened its latest operational hub in China as it continues to expand its presence in the Asia-Pacific, APAC, region. Factorial acquires YC-backed fuel and expands into expenses management. Factorial, the all-in-one human resources, HR, platform for SMBs, announced today the successful acquisition of Fuel, an expense management startup. Nokia 2660 gets UPI scan and pay feature. HMD Global, the home of Nokia phones, has introduced an exciting new feature to its classic Nokia 2660 flip phone's UPI scan and pay functionality. Peach Payments closes $30 million funding round. Baobab Payments GmbH, trading as Peach Payments, has concluded a 29M, US$30 million funding round. The round, announced in April, was led by API's Growth Fund II. The fund, a private equity fund managed by API's Partners LLP, API's Partners, a UK-based asset manager. UBS Asset Management launches first blockchain-native tokenized VCC fund pilot in Singapore. UBS Asset Management has launched its first live pilot of a tokenized variable capital company, VCC, fund. Acceptor and Delta Capita combine to tackle T1 integration challenge. Acceptor, the leading data automation platform in the financial sector, and Delta Capita, a renowned global provider of managed services, technology solutions, and consulting in the financial services industry, today announced their partnership aimed at bringing significant benefits to financial institutions as they prepare for the T+1 settlement deadline. IQEQ appoints Brian MacArthur Muscroft as CFO. Leading global investor services group IQEQ is pleased to announce the appointment of Brian MacArthur Muscroft as its new group chief financial officer. SynID ships identity verification tool. Synectic Solutions has launched SynID, a tool proven to help banks deliver a friction-right journey for more good customers in seconds, by increasing certainty in ID verification. AI can alleviate money laundering frustrations. Despite ongoing efforts to curb money laundering schemes, many organizations still have a difficult time keeping pace with the sheer volume of transactions taking place. Traditional rules-based anti-money laundering, AML, solutions only add fuel to the fire, generating countless false positive alerts that leave organizations overwhelmed and dealing with costly mistakes. Artificial intelligence, according to information technology and services firm CSI, will help organizations not only deal with money laundering frustrations, but also catch any potential red flags before the business is affected. Salt Edge partners with CPAY. Fintech company Salt Edge has announced its partnership with CPAY in order to provide Saudi Arabian merchants and traders with open banking solutions. Rep risk study reveals an increase in greenwashing. ESG data science company Rep Risk has released a new study that shows an increase in greenwashing in 2023. Central Bank of Kenya joins the African Payments and Settlement Network. The Central Bank of Kenya, CBK, has become a member of the Pan-African Payments and Settlement System, PAPSS. Feedonomics integrates with TikTok Shop. Feedonomics has announced its direct integration support for TikTok Shop in the US and the UK. Thunes partners with Access Africa. B2B payments infrastructure platform Thunes has announced a partnership with Access Bank to improve cross-border payments in and out of 13 African countries. Evenbet Gaming integrates with SumSub to streamline user verification. Malta-based gaming solutions company Evenbet Gaming has partnered with KYC solutions provider SumSub to improve the former's user verification system. Kenyan Legislative Committee to suspend WorldCoin. A Kenyan Legislative Committee has recommended the termination of WorldCoin in the East African country. Lloyds Bank teams up with BlackRock. Lloyds Bank has entered a partnership with BlackRock iShares for the launch of an exchange-traded fund service for the retail investor market. Kobo partners with Alibaba Cloud. Singapore-based digital asset solutions provider Kobo has partnered with Alibaba Cloud to offer enterprise-grade wallet infrastructure to Web3 organizations. Weaver shuts down recently acquired Comma app. London-based embedded finance firm Weaver is shutting down Comma, the open banking payments app it acquired just months ago. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.